the body hung.
The beautiful musics and songs brought our minds and hearts back to 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem.
我们现在有一点祷告，我们祈求主借着他的话来帮助我们去思考主诞生的事实。
We'll have some prayer and then use his words to help us meditate about his birth and why he comes to this world.
我们的救主耶稣基督，我们俯伏地敬拜你。
Our dear Lord Jesus, our Savior, we come bowing down to worship you.
这些诗歌、这些话、这些祷告，再次提醒我们去思考。
These songs, prayers, and the words, and all reminding us that you come into this world, Emmanuel, to save us, to find us.
现在我们祈求你的灵，使用你的话，更多的说话到我们每一个人的心里面。
May your Spirit speak to our hearts that you will draw us near to you.
好让我们用心，我们的心，我们的口，我们的一生，来见证你是我们的主，救主耶稣基督。
May you remind us to use our heart, our words, our life, whole life, to witness, to testify for you. You are the Lord and Savior.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
In Lord Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen.
我请大家继续的把你的眼睛闭着关上。Continue
ask you that continue to close your eyes.
我要你想象你现在进入到时光的隧道，来到2000多年前的伯利恒。Imagine
that you are in a time tunnel, that you are back 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem.
是一个漆黑的夜晚。It
was a dark night.
你在伯利恒离开耶路撒冷大概南边十公里的一个小镇。You
were about 10 kilometers south of Jerusalem in a small town.
今天晚上你将要听到一个大喜的信息。Tonight
you will hear a good news of great joy.
好，你可以打开你的眼睛。Now
open your eyes.
欢迎来到伯利恒。Welcome
to Bethlehem.
今天你要听到一个大喜的信息。Today
you will hear good news of great joy.
路加福音第二章告诉我们。Luke
chapter 2 tells us.
主耶稣的诞生是一个大喜的信息。Birth
of Christ is a good news of great joy.
为什么主耶稣的诞生是一个大喜的信息呢?
Why is his birth a good news of great joy?
这个就是今天我们要去思考的问题，为什么主耶稣基督的诞生是一个大喜的信息呢?
Tonight we'll meditate upon this message, why his birth, Jesus Christ's birth, is a good news of great joy.
我们要思考的经文是路加福音第二章第八节到第二十节。
Tonight we'll study the scripture in Gospel of Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to 20.
这段经文告诉我们为什么主耶稣的诞生是一个大喜的信息。
This passage will tell us why this is a good news of great joy.
经文说，在路加福音二章八节，在伯利恒自野地里有牧羊的人。
In chapter 2, verse 8, and in the same region there were shepherds out in the field.
夜间按着根刺看守羊群。And
they were keeping watch over the flock by night.
有主的使者站在他们旁边。And
an angel of the Lord appeared to them.
主的荣光四面地照着他们。And
the glory of the Lord shone around them.
牧羊的人甚惧怕。And
they were filled with great fear.
要看见主的话说，主的荣光 照着他们，主的荣耀, the glory of God, 照着他们。
Here it emphasizes the glory of the Lord shone around them.
这段经文里面提了三次神的荣耀。
In this passage, there are three times mentioned the glory of the Lord.
神的荣耀在耶稣基督诞生的那晚将要彰显。
And the glory of the Lord will be manifested on the night that Jesus was born.
神的荣耀就好像太阳把整个漆黑的伯利恒照得像白天一样。
And the glory of the Lord is like sun that will be shining in the dark night of Bethlehem and make it like a daylight.
这些牧羊人从来没有看过这样子的事情，所以他们惧怕。
The shepherds will never have never seen these type of things, so they were of great fear.
第十节说，那天使就是那个天使对他们说，有个天使出现，他对他们说，不要惧怕。
And the angel appeared to them and said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy.
是关乎万民的。
It's for all the people.
因今天在大卫的城里，为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩，包着布，卧在马槽，这就是记号了。
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior.Who is Christ the Lord? And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
我想大家注意，这里说是一个大喜的信息。
I want you to pay attention that this is a good news of great joy.
不但只是喜的信息，而是大喜的信息。
Not just the joy, a message of joy, but it's a great joy.
主的诞生能够把一个大喜的信息带给人。
His birth brings the great joy to human, to us.
所以之后主耶稣在约翰福音十六章他长大之后他说你们现在要忧愁但我会再见你们你们的心就喜乐这喜乐没有人能够夺去。
And in John 16, it says that so, John 16, 22, so also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you.
这大喜的信息发生在大卫的城，经文说大卫的城。
And this good news of great joy happens in the city of David.
大卫的城，这里是关于一个古老的预言。这预言说，在大卫的城，在伯利恒，将会有一个君王出现，他会做王，直到永永远远。
And this city, city of David is Bethlehem. It was prophesied in Micah 5:2. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are so little.To be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel.
这里经文说，在十一节，他说为你们生了救主，就是主基督。我们要注意，这里告诉我们主是谁生出来。他说救主。
And in verse 11 of Luke chapter 2, let's pay attention. For unto you is born this day.A savior who is Christ the Lord.
他是救主，表示他是来拯救人的，拯救我们这些罪人。
He is a savior because he comes to save us. He saves us.
他说这里说，他说他是主，主表示说那些被他所救的人要听他的话，他是我们的主。
And this also says that he's Christ the Lord. Lord means that we need to follow him. He's our Lord. We need to listen to him, obey him.
他说是你的主基督，基督说到是 Messiah， 是旧约里面说到的君王、祭司、先知所说具预言的那位，他就是历代以色列人所等候的 Messiah 基督。
Here it says, "Who is Christ? Christ is Greek, and in Hebrew is Messiah. It's the one that is the Israelites are waiting for and is seeking after. And here he comes as this."The Savior and the Christ and the Messiah.
经文说是为你们所生的。
Here it says, "Is born for you."
你的救主，主基督。
The Savior, the Lord, the Christ, the Lord.
他说这个大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
And also this good news is for good news of great joy is for all the people.
不但只是给以色列的牧羊人的
，not only for the Israelites and not only for the shepherds，
不但只是给那些在圣经里所记载的以色列人，而是给万民。
Not only those who were recorded in the Bible, the Hebrews, but also for all the people.
主的诞生影响了整个人类。
His birth of, changed the histories and changed the human.
不管你是博士 PhD, 或者是你没上过小学。
No matter what your education background, whether you have a PhD or you are not graduated from elementary school.
主耶稣为你而生。
Jesus was born for you.
不管你是千万富翁还是你是穷光蛋，主耶稣为你而生。
No matter whether you are millionaires or you are broke, Jesus, the Lord was born for you.
我们继续看第正文说十三节，突然有一大堆的天军同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神。在地上平安归给他所喜悦的人。
And of verse 13 and 14, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased.
我们要注意这里说是大军天使，主耶稣的诞生震动了整个宇宙。
And we saw that there is the multitude of heavenly hosts means that his birth has shaken the whole universe.
主耶稣的诞生震撼了千千万万的天使。
He has shaken the thousands and thousands of the angels and the multitudes of the whole heavenly hosts.
因为主耶稣是这个宇宙的创造者，因为主耶稣是这些天使的创造者。
We know that Christ Jesus is the creator of the universe, creator of all these heavenly hosts and angels.
这个宇宙的创造者，天使的创造者，竟然从他的宝座下来，诞生，卑微的诞生到一个马槽里面。
This great creator who created the universe, created all the multiple hosts and angels, came down to this world and then was born in a manger.
这大量的天军，他们在赞美。赞美他们赞美有两个内容，他们说至高之处荣耀归给神，第二在地上平安归给他所喜悦的人。
And these heavenly hosts were praising God and saying two main points. One is that they're praising God who is in the highest, the God, glory to God in the highest, and those people on earth, peace among them.
他说荣耀归给神，主耶稣的诞生使人神得荣耀，因为主耶稣是顺服神的旨意降卑自己，因为主耶稣是他的降生启示了神的旨意，因为主耶稣的降生将要完成神的旨意，所以神得荣耀。
So God is glorified because Christ comes to this world to fulfill the prophecy that God was sent his son to this world. He also will be the person who fulfilled the final salvation plans that he came. That's why his glory is manifested.
这些天君在赞美，他在赞美说荣耀归给神。然后第二个原因，他们赞美的原因是因为主耶稣的诞生要把平安赐给他所喜悦的人。
And the second reason that they were praising God is because of Jesus' birth, that he will bring peace to those on earth who are known to him.
这个平安是圣经里有一个以色列人有一个概念是 shalom.
This word peace in the Hebrew words actually means shalom.
这个不单只是说到我们没有烦恼而已。
So this peace is not just that without worry, no worries.
这个 shalom 是说到我们整个人有一个完整的属天的安息。
And this word shalom means that we have a heavenly rest in him.
主耶稣以后他在约翰福音十四章他说，我所赐给你们的平安不像世人所赐给你们的平安。你们心里不要忧愁，不要胆怯。
This peace is described in John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid.
约翰福音十六章，主耶稣继续说：“我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有 shalom， 有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。”
And in Matthew's, it says that Matthew,
John 16.
John 16.
我将这些事告诉你们，叫你们在我里面有平安。
John 16, it says that so I have I give to you this peace, and so that let me see John 15. Sorry.
I give you peace. In this world, you have challenges, but you don't worry because I already have victory over the world. 然后，约翰福我们继续看十五节，路加福音十五节，众天使就离开了他们。
And in Luke chapter 2 verse 15, when the angels went away,
他们就升天去了。牧羊的人彼此说：“我们往伯利恒去看，看看所成就的事，就是主所指示我们的。”他们即往去了，就寻见玛利亚和约瑟，又有那婴孩卧在马槽里。
And when the angels went into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go over to Bethlehem and see the things that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went and with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger.
我们这里可以看见主耶稣的诞生，同一。一方面是极荣耀的天上千千万万的天军都在赞美耶稣，但主耶稣的诞生同时也是极卑微的，因为他诞生在一个马槽里面。这个是一个强烈的对比。
And we see this great contrast that when he was born, when Jesus was born, there was great glory of God appeared among them, and but also he was born in a manger where it's in the lowest place in the world.
主耶稣不是诞生在圣殿，他不是诞生在会堂，他不是诞生在宫殿，他甚至不是诞生在房子里面，他是诞生在一个卑微牲畜所住的地方。
He was not born in the temple, was not born in the palace, was not even born in synagogue, not even in the house, but was born in the manger where all the animals were.
第十二节，刚才天使告诉他，他窝在马槽，这是一个记号，什么记号？谦卑的记号。
In verse 12, and this will be a sign for you. And what in the manger, lying in the manger, what sign is this? This is a sign of humility.
我们继续看下面发生什么事，是十七节到二十节。既然看见这牧羊人看见了。耶稣在马槽里面，婴孩耶稣就把天使论着孩子的话传开，凡听见的就诧异牧羊之人对他们所说的话。玛利亚却把这一切的事存在心里，反复思想。牧羊的人回去了，因听见所看见的一切事，正如天使向他们所说的，就归荣耀与神，赞美他。
And from verse 17 to 20, and when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they have heard and seen as it has been told to them.
刚才我们的弟兄 Ron 帮我们演示的这个牧羊人非常的逼真。
And our brother Ron has acted up so vividly this shepherd.
他让我们看见在以色列里面牧羊的人是身份非卑微的人。
We know that among the Israelites at the time in society, shepherds are the lowest class people.
但我们要注意，这个经文告诉我们，神拣选这一批卑微的人，成为首先 看见他儿子的人。
We witness in this passage that God has chosen these lowly shepherds to be the first group of people that was able to witness the birth of Jesus.
可能你也觉得你自己很卑微。
Maybe you also feel that you are very lowly in this society.
如果你是学生的话，你可能觉得你不够其他你的同学聪明。
If you are a student, you might not think that you are as smart as your classmates.
如果你是年轻人的话，你可能觉得你不，你没有年轻的女孩子，没有其他年轻的女孩子漂亮。
If you are a young lady, you might feel that you are not as beautiful as other young ladies.
可能你在这些高科技的地方，你觉得你自己好像没有其他这么有学历的人当中，你是没有学历的人，你是卑微的人。
And maybe among the people who are in this high-tech environment, you feel that you are not well-educated and you are the lowly people among them.
你可能在觉得自己没有价值，你在自卑。
And maybe you have a low self-esteem and you don't feel that you are valuable.
你可能觉得别人不看重你。
Maybe you feel that people are not treasuring you.
别人不看重你，没关系。
If other people do not think you are important, doesn't really matter.
因为神看重你。
Because our God, our Lord, treasure you.
就像神拣选这些牧羊人看见主耶稣、婴孩耶稣一样，神也拣选了你，成为他儿子的
门徒。Just like God has chosen those lowly shepherds upon Jesus' birth, He has also chosen you to be His precious children.
神差派耶稣来寻找你，神差派耶稣来拯救你。
God has sent His Son, only Son, to find you, to save you.
所以今天我们要思考的问题是，为什么耶稣的诞生是一个大喜的信息呢？
Today, tonight, we are meditating why his birth is good news of great joy.
两点，第一点，因为主耶稣的诞生把喜乐跟平安赐给他所喜悦的人。
There's two points. The first one is that his birth brings peace and joy to those who he pleased.
他所喜悦的不是因为你做了什么好事，而是因为他恩典的拣选。
You are pleased to him because not what you have done, but because he has chosen you.
第二点，为什么主耶稣的诞生是一个大喜的信息呢？因为主耶稣的诞生彰显了神的荣耀。
The second point, why this?Good news of great joy is because his birth has brought glory to God.
我们听了这个信息，我们应该有什么回应呢？
And what kind of response should we have then after we heard this message?
我们要好像这些牧羊人一样。
We should be like the shepherds.
经文告诉我们，这些牧羊人看见主耶稣，他就去告诉别人，用他们的口去见证他们所看见的事。
And these shepherds have heard the commands and obeyed the commands that they have heard this good news, and they went out to tell the good news of great joy to others.
作为基督徒，不是说我们人生会都会一帆顺风，没有任何的难处。
Being a Christian doesn't mean that we will be with no troubles.
It does not mean we will never have trouble. 可能你是学生，你有学习的难处。
Maybe if you are a student, you might have study challenges.
可能你是父母，你的孩子给你有难处。
If you are parents, maybe your children or child has given you trouble.
可能你身体有疾病，你在面对难处。
Maybe your health is facing challenges and trouble.
基督徒不是不会。没有难处，而是基督徒是在难处当中也能有属天的平安与喜乐。
Being a Christian doesn't mean that we will never have troubles or challenges, but that we will have peace among, when we face challenges and trouble.
愿这圣诞的季节提醒我们，耶稣为你而生。
And this Christmas Eve, let's remember that Christ Jesus was born for you.
他爱你，他来寻找你，他来拯救你。
He comes to this world to find us and to save you and me.
当我们都放假的时候，我们可以用一点的时间，我们安静下来，亲近我们的主。
And during this time of holidays that we have more time, we should meditate and draw near to Him and go close to Him.
好让我们明年，不管我们面对人生有任何的挑战，我们在心里面，我们都会有数天的平安与喜乐。
So when we come to the next New Year's, no matter what kind of challenges of troubles we might have, that we will have the strength to face. And peace to face it.
你愿意好像这些牧羊人一样吗？听见主耶稣，看见主耶稣的诞生，你去用你的口，用你的生命，用你的一生来见证这位拯救你的主吗？
Are you willing to, after the hear the message, are you willing to, as a Christian, to testify and witness for our Lord with all your words and all your life to testify for Him and to bring up His good news?
主的诞生是一个大喜的信息，因为主要赐平安与喜乐给他所喜悦的人，因为神将要得一切的他该配得的荣耀。
And this good news is of great joy because He will bring peace, or give peace to those who He pleases on earth, and then will bring glory to God in the highest.
我不知道今天有没有当中还没有信耶稣的。如果你愿意今天信耶稣，你也会跟所有的基督徒一样，会得到平除天的平安与喜乐。
I don't know among us whether or not we have anybody who have not received Christ. I wish that you will receive Him and accept Him, that you will have the heavenly peace just like all the Christians here.
好，我们有一点低头，我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
我们请下一个节目的同工上来。
We ask those who are serving afterwards.
是有回应是该是什么？有啊，点了好。我们有一点祷告。
I will pray.
主啊，我们感谢你，你道成肉身来寻找我们。
Our Lord Jesus, we thank you because you are Emmanuel. You come to this world to find us and save us.
你赐给我们属天的平安与喜乐。
You have given us heavenly peace and joy.
因着你的诞生，神得着他该有的荣耀。
Because of your birth, because of Jesus' birth,our Lord is glorified. Our God is glorified in the highest.
这是何等大的大喜的，是何等是一个大喜的信息。
And this is so wonderful, good news of great joy.
愿主你悦纳我们今天晚上对你的敬拜。
We ask that you will accept our praises and worship.
更愿意你悦纳我们用我们的一生。来对你的敬拜
and also accept us our whole life to worship you and to honor you.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告
In Lord Jesus Christ's name.